Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're no longer in Baltimore. I'm 24.1 miles from my home.
He called it.
Google mapped it.
LG. And thinking, he called it the border.
Yeah. We started this conversation
south of the border.
When I came across the border,
listen.
I was like, dude,
you
just left Baltimore.
30th year of Baltimore radio. Anytime you go Prince George's County. Or Montgomery County, they have hail signs out there. They root for the Nationals here. They root for the former R team here. It's not Baltimore anymore. It's a different place.
Nothing wrong with it.
It's a lovely place.
It's a beautiful thing. It's all Maryland.
It's the second time I've been here
this week.
It's all Maryland. That sounds like somebody's got a plan.
I've sat with Democrats and Republicans. Michael Steele is here, former Lieutenant Governor.
I just can't get away with it.
That's it.
Soon to potentially be gubernatorial candidate. No. Don Moeller here, former Baltimore County Executive. And Philip Ganey here. And Phil, first things first, we are here because of the Honorable Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, very flattered.
All right, so about 6 months ago, I dreamed up doing this crab cake tour, 30 crab cakes in 30 days, my 30th anniversary, going to every county in the state to find different crab cakes. Fadley's has been a sponsor a long time with me. Legendary.
They're good stuff.
Costas,
good.
Legendary. Very I've been good. Friends with the Costas family forever. So I've only eaten their crab cakes, to be really honest. And when I go someplace, I'm like, I'll go to Jerry's. We'll get crabs. We'll get something else. I'll get a chicken sandwich. I haven't done this tour. I'm 52. I have never been on 197 in my life until an hour ago. You know why? I was always in a hurry to get to the Capitol Center.
Okay.
I always use 50.
Capitol Center.
Right.
Capitol Center's not there anymore. You know that, right?
Guys, break him up. He knows the shtick already. He's a part of the ensemble.
It's like,
I should have been a sports junkie when it was all over. The reason we're here is because Michael said this, the crab bomb. So it's not even a crab cake. You have like a special name for it.
It's trademarked. That's correct.
All right. So give me the full history, because when I pulled up, and I don't want to be at all disrespectful, I did not look your place up. I thought I was going to find the humble, older version of the things I found the last 2 weeks. What a beautiful place
you have here.
It's almost upscale, Don. I mean, literally, right? He gives me a heart. I'm from Dundalk. So I had a crab cake in Oxford yesterday. He called it upscale.
You're talking about Prince George's County and the things down here as if you've woken up in Oz or something. I don't know.
Lieutenant Governor, you know that.
Lieutenant Governor and I are like in a little bit of shock.
I'm with you, bro.
I come here when the Stones play down here.
Bruno Mars.
I was here last Friday. Prince George. You guys have got me. I'm not allowed to call San Francisco Frisco to the San Francisco people.
No.
So when I'm here, I want to be respectful.
No, but just if I could real quick, I have been dining on Jerry's Seafood since, high school. And it's been a staple. And
he's not that old.
No, he's not. But his family, he's a family guy. They are not just known in our region, but they are known nationally. I mean, I have visitors who come from not just across the country, but my friends from around the world who visit. If I can get them in, we come in to Jerry's, and I will leave to Philip to tell you why.
Tell me why.
Well, I mean, we do, everything's just fresh, made in-house. Most of the recipes are homemade. They're made daily. Homemade stewed tomatoes, the side dishes, the blue cheese dressing, the house dressing, which is a honey lemon. You know, the crab bomb obviously is the draw. You know, we sell upwards of 6,000 crab bombs a month. That doesn't include the firecracker, which is like the
spicy version. No wonder there's no crabs left in the day.
Right. Well, we go through about 2,000 pounds of crab meat a week.
Every day I'm with a guy like you, right? So every day I'm with someone selling some volume. I was at G&M. My friends at Costa ship. They all ship. And everyone says, like, the demand for it, even for the people that have been in it, because they're eating it in Kansas now. They see you on television, on MSNBC, and they're eating it in other places.
All over the country. Too everywhere.
Well, and I guess for your business, it's crucial, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, it's great.
It's become one of the most important parts for every person that makes a crab cake, especially with the pricing being where it is right now,
right.
And the demand that if they want your crab cake, they can get it delivered tomorrow.
Well, absolutely, fresh.
Pick up on what Nestor said there, because we talked a little bit off air. folks are getting a sense. They go to the store. They see the price of crab meat. Talk about it in terms of your business. You're saying that we do 2,000 pounds
of crazy
crab meat a week. Talk to folks about when you began to see the increase and the impact it had upon you and your restaurant.
It started, the prices started going, you know, normally crab meat, jumbo lump historically would go from 15 to 18. You'd get it at 21, 22. It'd stay there a couple weeks. Sometimes as high as 30, 31. It's the highest I've ever seen it. And then this year, like March, late March, it started. You know, you're starting to see the 20s, and then the 25, and then April, we're busting into $30 a pound, and then like it started going $5 increase every time, every week, and then finally the ceiling. And we didn't know where it would end up, so that was pretty frightening because, like I said, we've never seen this. It topped off at $58.50 a pound. So
now think about that against a piece of steak or against a piece of chicken. Yeah. When you're talking about a pound of meat in a restaurant, whether I'm going to order a burger or whether I'm going to order a this Kobe beef. I mean, we're talking $60 a pound. Like,
right.
I don't think any of us have paid $60 for a pound of meat.
No, which is crazy because beef is expensive too. We have a ribeye on the menu, and that thing would cost us like $12.50 a pound. It went to $20.
Yep.
You know, and beef's crazy, you know. So for us, we increased the prices. I waited. I didn't want to do it, but I just didn't want to do it. Like, I lost sleep. I was probably drove my wife crazy because I was probably horrible for 3 days. I was just contemplating, like, damn, do I want to raise these prices? Do I want to raise these prices? And finally, I was like, I have to. So I did, and we put, like, a message on the menu. So when the hostess or the host seats customers, we put the menu face down so they have no choice but to read it and put it on our social media, our websites, just, you know, thanking our customers for always supporting us and letting them know that, like, this is what it is. And I got to be honest, you know, we've got the best customers. They're so loyal. They're so supportive. And I had, before I raised them, I'm walking the floor and I'm talking to, you know, regulars and not regulars and telling them, you know, what do you think? And I got, everyone said, Philip, you have to do it. It is, you know, $7, $8, $9 not going to stop us. You know, of course, we're not going to make the margin we need to make, really. So, you know, the other things, you know, we're making money on will get us through, you know what I mean? And I'm okay with that. So, you know, we do see, I mean, we had a few people that would complain, you know, some people, you know, it's just, they choose not to spend that. That's fine, you know?
I was in Tillman Island this weekend, and I could not buy a crab cake. Now, I'm being honest with you.
Right.
Four restaurants off their menu. In Tillman Island.
Right.
I was shocked by that.
Yeah.
That part of it.
I've heard it.
But in every menu, and you're the 15th restaurant in 15 days, 12 of the 15 have had a flyer stuck into their menu with $3 more for this crab. And it's across the board, and every person in your position across this state and anywhere they're serving crab, they're dealing with this.
Absolutely.
And this is reality, you know, for political reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Phil, you know, Lieutenant Governor talked a lot about the heart and the soul of the state and how this state sort of gets in your blood. Talk to us about the past 18 months as a restaurant owner, getting through COVID, surviving COVID, the restaurant being empty, trying now to come back. Talk about that experience, both as a business person and as somebody who's been in his family business for a long time.
Well, for us, again, we were really fortunate. I can't sit here and complain because I have no complaints. Like, we did amazing. Like, we have an incredible carryout business prior to the pandemic. People, they order a lot of carryout food here.
It got me through a number of long nights over the last 18 months.
Crab bomb on the porch.
Oh, my God.
And what's crazy is when it first hit, that was in March of 20. The first 2 weeks was like, oh boy. And then after that, it was insane. So we had a curtain that we use on catering jobs. We blocked off. So when you came in, you could go to the bar.
How about that?
But it was just massive people. We couldn't control it. So it's crazy because my daughter's boyfriend, who actually works here, he says, you know, in that private room, we should take those windows and we should make walk-up windows. I said, my, that's genius. So I bought a tent. We put a tent up. And we made four lanes, and you should see, it was crazy.
Like, the pandemic has brought out the best in entrepreneurs.
Speaking of the best.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, baby.
Oh, I see the beans, and I start.
Oh, look at it.
Is that a crab cake or a crab bomb?
That's the crab bomb.
That's the bomb. All right. I mean, I'm not going to argue it. Yeah. I mean, I've eaten a lot of crab.
Here, LG.
Hey, you know, Philip Ganey's here. We're at Cherry Seafood, home of the crab bomb. Says so right on the card.
We're
in beautiful Bowie, Maryland. Last time I was in Bowie was when the Bullets were training and down here. Jimmy Lynam.
The Bullets.
The Bullets.
At the Cap Center.
Dude, I just want to show you how old I am.
You need to get out more.
I'm here today.
Daggum.
I'm hanging out with Republicans.
The Bullets.
I mean, this is great. In Prince George's County.
Look at this, man.
Okay, so Crab Bomb, Crab Cake. You know, they had to change
That's
the
really
name of the Bullets.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Okay, so.
Let me do this.
Really
so
hot right
this
here.
Is cooked right, in the skillet.
Correct.
So what I've learned on this. So Don asked me before we began, what have you learned on the tour? Here's what I've learned. That the really good crab places, and take note, Michael Steele, all right? Because you're going to be out campaigning over Hooper's Island and some of these other places,
God,
all right?
Here we go.
So the way it goes is you have ingredients in here, and I'm a fried guy, Phil. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So I'm from Dundalk. We were poor. You know, we got salt and peppers right here.
Yeah, I got to grab it.
Oh, put your headset down. You know,
He's taking care of you.
This is live.
You got the man.
This reminds me of when Moeller invited me out with the late, great Kevin Kamenetz to meet Bobby Flay. Bobby's such a restaurateur.
Oh.
He didn't care about meeting people. All he cared about was salt and pepper was on the table. He was making sure protocol was managed. So the bottom of this crab bomb, and I'm not going to call it a cake. What would make it a cake? Is that a half size? Go ahead.
Basically, we buy jumbo lump. That's all we buy. So then we repick it. When it comes in the one-pound containers, we repick it. Anything that falls off the jumbo lump is a smaller lump we make in the crab cakes. And the only difference is you can't fry a crab bomb. That's why my uncle called it a crab bomb, Jerry.
Because it would fall apart.
If you put it in the fryer, it'd blow up.
Right.
So the crab cakes we can fry, but the bombs obviously you can't.
The only way I can get a crab, a fried, is to call it a crab cake and say I want it fried, and you'll bring that.
Correct.
It will have this meat, but different texture, different.
A little bit different texture, same flavor.
Well, it has to have different texture because it has to have a binding ingredient, right?
No, there's no filler.
There's no filler.
Absolutely none.
There's no filler in this.
That's all. Listen, it's a triple yolk mayonnaise in Old Bay.
There you go. You're
Everybody asks all the time.
What is it? A triple what?
It's a triple yolk mayonnaise. So it's like three times the yolk, egg yolk from and then mayo.
So what I'm saying is the way that this is technique, Don, in a very, very hot pan, my favorite crab cakes on the tour have been soft-ish and maybe a little crunchy firm on the top, but the bottom takes on that fried texture of almost a caramelization. And for me, I would tell you to cook this another minute or two more for me.
Some people
to
do that.
Give that bottom that crispiness without being deep fried, without tasting like it came from a sub shop out of a French fry fryer, right?
Right.
But crab people, especially people paying $60 a pound for crab, would say, you don't fry that. That's like putting ketchup on a steak. And then there's another part that would say, what do you serve it with? I don't see a condiment on here. This is the first time in 2 weeks somebody hasn't brought me tartar sauce. I've never put tartar sauce. I'm from Baltimore.
Well, that's what Baltimore's do. You guys have tartar.
No.
We do cocktail sauce.
Don, you don't eat tartar on a crab cake. He's too busy feeding himself. He's not talking anymore.
Well, I'm enamored. First of all.
This is not your first crab bomb, by the way.
It's not my first crab bomb, but it's been a while. And as Lieutenant Governor said, this thing is in a class
I haven't had a bite yet. I want to understand
He's talking, go ahead.
No, we're going to talk about the crate.
Don't understand it. Take a bite, because then you can ask your questions.
Yeah, then, you need to taste.
Take a bite.
Take a bite.
Well, I'm telling you, the bite off the top and the bite off the bottom will be different. I'm going to go straight top here with this. No condiment, no lemon, none of that.
It's a little hot.
So I do see there's a lot of there's things going on in the slurry. Any celery seed in this?
Well, it's in the Old Bay, so technically, yes.
So you have Old Bay is a key ingredient of
Absolutely.
Your crab cake. And I got that here from a man, Tom Rowe. What's up, Tommy? My Old Bay guy. I'm really nice.
Dude, am I going to steer you wrong or am I going to steer you wrong? No, this doesn't happen.
The crab's leading here with you. This is crab forward,
correct.
By far.
But here's the other thing. Thank you.
There you go. Sorry.
Pull your mic up.
This is not the string bean tour.
Destroyed my
I know.
My car.
It's
my
not
God.
The string bean tour.
God,
we'll
you
get over
the
it.
County executive, I swear I would, you know.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to tell you something here, because I know you're a culinary whiz.
I'm not a whiz. I'm just a student.
I'm not exaggerating, folks. I got to tell you, I know it's not the string bean tour.
Crunchy.
These might be the best green beans I've ever tasted.
These are grandma's string beans.
In my life, right? That's a good description there.
Now, you said something to me a little while ago. You were talking about everything's homemade. You mentioned a dressing, a honey lemon.
That's our house dressing, yeah. A honey lemon.
I need to have some of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, what I've learned in a lot of the restaurants is the sides. Man, I had the most delicious spinach the other day down at Hooper's Island that they mixed up. They served me Old Bay carrots. They asked me if I wanted Bay carrot. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I want those. So when sides are
Old Bay
crucial.
Goes better with everything, right?
Oh, I think so.
Fresh green beans. I see some onion here, a lot of pepper. This is southern, man. This is old school here.
Oh, these beans, Nestor. As you put it out there.
That's a winner. That's a winner.
Oh, the best. I like what the LG said. It's these are grandma's beans.
Grandma's beans.
So the recipe itself and where it began and your family. Who invented the crab bomb?
My Uncle Jerry. He's my dad's brother, hence Jerry's.
So you're the nephew.
Correct.
And you're running the joint now. Tell me about Jerry.
Jerry.
Give me a little Jerry story.
So I started working for my uncle when I was 12. Like, I got suspended from school. My dad's like, yeah, you got to go to work.
You're picking crabs?
You're not sitting home today.
Well, I started washing dishes.
Okay.
So my uncle, you know, my uncle's like a he's just a fire plug.
Now, your uncle sold crabs. Crabs? What was it?
Well, he's done it both. He had a little crab house. He's just got, like, a passion for all seafood. He loves oysters and salt shells.
Is he a fisherman himself?
Only for, you know, leisurely.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Understood.
You know, he was very passionate, perfectionist. You know, he was hard on me, which was great. But as I got older, I was doing other things. Like, I was picking crab meat, prepping. I've pretty much done everything in the restaurant. Served, bartended. I'm not a good bartender, though. But,
You're a good radio guest.
Oh, right, thank you.
You've done that now, sir.
But he was, he was just full energy. People love him, and he walks to every table. I mean, I just learned so much from him, you know, and people love that he's walking around and giving out samples and try this and try that and just, you know, really make people, he made people just want to come. I mean, no matter what.
So for me, this is day 15. This is my 19th or 20th crab cake. I've had one inedible crab cake that I had in St. Michael's the other night. I literally sent it back. I just couldn't eat it. It wasn't any good. And I've had three or four really exemplary crab cakes, and very different. I haven't had anything. The one in Harrison's in Ocean City is similar, but not, I mean, it's size and all of that, but what's in it, the way it tastes.
Right.
I have not had two crab cakes. I've had 19. I've not had two that were the same, that I couldn't identify them as being different.
Right.
And some of them, Ocean Odyssey down in Cambridge, much more of a mix, much more of an old school East Baltimore, delicious, but different.
Right.
Fried. I was in Davis's in Annapolis the other day. I got sent down there. Tom Marr sent me there.
Oh, Tom, really?
T-Bone Tom. Tom Marr, yeah, T-Bone Tom. Hannah's father. I knew her when she was little. So T-Bone sent me to Davis's down there, and they make these delicious little hockey pucks that they pan fry. And then they had a beautiful tartar, like a lemony. And I don't like tartar sauce, but it had good stuff. It was delicious. It was fresh. And everyone makes it different. So, like, when I ask the question, like, there's no parsley in this.
No.
There's a lot of things that are core ingredients. And all. There's no mustard that I get forward.
You know what I like's not in this.
So he loves Fadley's. Fadley's is a very mustard forward.
And I don't like green pepper in my crab cake.
Right.
And there's an argument about green pepper.
There's an argument about frying it.
I'm not a fan of the green pepper.
I've had an argument this week about filler. You guys both like turn your filler off.
No, we don't do that.
See, you say filler. To me, the mayo, the thing that's holding this together, the slurry, I guess, would be the Food Network term for it, the Guy Fieri term for slurry, right? That is that's the composition. So filler to me is, I haven't had a crab cake with filler in long, long. When you say filler, when you order crab cake in Texas, you get it's breadcrumbs. You know what I mean?
Like most,
nobody in Maryland serves it that.
That's not true.
Well, if it's frozen out of a box or something,
I have been to a restaurant or two, which will remain nameless,
right?
That have served the crab with filler. Now, it's not a lot, and they do say, "Oh, you know, just you know, it's just a little bit of filler to kind of hold it together."
Right.
That measurement sometimes just doesn't work.
Exactly. I understand. But
this, what I love about this, if you love crab,
it's buttery.
This is crab. there is no question in your mind when you put it in your mouth what it is you're eating. You're not tasting bread. You're not tasting green peppers,
amazing
onions. All you're tasting crab. You got the thing to hold the lump together, and that's it. And you hit it with some Old Bay, baby.
The crab cakes that I'm discovering, Philip, that are like your crab cake and a similar Ocean City. This is a very similar Ocean City style. A lot of places serve it this way. The thing that I'm digging that I never understood, the skillet part of the hot broil.
Right.
When you order broiled in Baltimore, sometimes broiled doesn't mean skillet hot. The other part is that sprinkle of whatever, Old Bay, Jay, whatever you're doing, that sprinkle of it over the top, that's a hint of it. East Baltimore, because we were poor doing claw meat, you put it in the mixture,
right,
and then you're getting overwhelmed by the saltiness of
right,
it.
Right, right.
By the salt, right, literally, right. Just the salt. Yeah, my wedding ring wouldn't come off, you know what I mean,
right,
from the salt.
Right.
This is a technique. So 35, 40 years, how many years back did Jerry create this?
I believe it was trademarked in 84 or 5. Mm.
And he came up with the word bomb. Crab bomb.
And you said how much crab meat?
You guys have been in business before that.
Yeah, he started in 81.
Right.
And then that was in Lanham, out in the strip mall in Lanham, off of Lanham 7 Road.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's where, obviously, I cut my teeth. And then I bought that from him in 03, my business partner and I. And then in 08, we came across this building, my business partner, so we had both. And then in 15, that building was just kind of falling apart. The landlord wasn't willing to do much, and you know.
How far from here was the original?
8 miles.
Yeah, 8 miles. Okay. Far.
And then we, my business partner, and I were able to buy the building 6 years ago with another guy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, how do you tell people
this building or the
this one?
That's right.
So here we are. People are watching. They're watching the governor enjoy the crab cake. Myself, Nestor, and they're saying, hey. Unlike Nestor, they're not afraid of going across the border. So they're up there somewhere in Baltimore.
20 minutes from my house, man.
Just make sure you have your passport, people, when you come.
Right? There are Washington football fans here.
If people call you, people call you from Baltimore and they want to come here, how do you tell them to find you guys?
How do I tell them to find us?
Yeah.
Well, if I was going to tell them how to get here, I would tell them to come straight down.
Follow me.
Yeah. Right, right, right. I take 95 down to 97 to 301.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of people that went to Bowie Bay Sox games this year because, you know, obviously the Orioles, all the premier candidates have been there. And the Bay Sox, when I talked to them, they said, you're going to Jerry's, right? You're going to Crab Cake. You're going to be there, right? The Google part of me, the Google map part to try to find great crab cake places was the yell to the internet. I got 100,000 people to follow me all over the state. People, we have allies in the western part of the state, you know, Eastern Shore, our friends who source crab cakes. Al Seafood and the Costas family, they all have friends on the Eastern Shore. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to meet with all these people, you know, through all of this. But Google best crab cake and just open it up. And in Prince George's County, like, you know, you're the place that I would have to come whether I knew him or not. For you and sourcing this and getting people here, different flavors and stuff. This is a Maryland style. I mean, this is Eastern Shore crab cake.
Yes.
Like, I guess Jerry traveled around to do this and check other crab cakes?
I don't think so, man. He just had it. You know, he really just had it. He wasn't scared to play with. Play around in the kitchen,
right?
You know, sometimes it works, sometimes. It works, you know? But I can't. Not. There weren't many things that didn't work. You know. So.
Well, I tell you what. Thank you for hosting us, Michael.
Well,
thank you
for
having us.
No,
is this your only? You have any other seafood interests?
My business partner, I mean, my nephew Brad and I, we have a place down in National Harbor called Crab Cake Cafe.
I ate there. I ate there.
Totally
I thought that was yours.
Yeah, totally different concept. You know, it's fast casual. So we've had that. We're in our eighth year there.
Well, I ate my fifth crab cake there the day of the Bruno Mars concert.
Okay.
I was with Donna Edwards.
Okay.
She lives there. And she insisted that I come to National Harbor. Mm-hmm. She insisted, I want you to see the neighborhood. I want to show you around.
Okay.
And so she had me down before the Bruno Mars concert. So we ordered the crab cakes out on the deck, and it was the first 3:03 I showed up, Governor, for a meeting with the former congresswoman. Yep. At a 3 o'clock meeting. She had her mask on, and she said, mask mandate just went into Prince George's County 3 minutes ago. Put your mask on. And, you know, she's got some immune compromise issues. She sent me into order. I went in order, and I ordered your, and I put a picture of your place up. So you can go, if you go to Crab Cake Tour, there's a picture of me underneath your menu with these wacky crab cakes.
Yeah.
Hawaiian.
Yeah.
So there's I love Hawaii, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go off, because I'm going to have enough of these kind of crab cakes.
Right.
I'm going to, like, who else is offering me a Hawaiian crab cake in Maryland?
Right.
So I'm like, and I knew it was Maryland meat because I sourced your business a little bit. I didn't know it was you. So I ordered the Hawaiian, and she insisted on ordering the Maryland. Well, it was a hot, busy day. It was 100 degrees. The crab cakes come. My wife turns the camera on, and we both bite into our crab cakes. Turns out she got the Hawaiian.
Oh, my goodness.
And she wanted the Maryland. And meanwhile, I'm like, don't touch. That's a pretty good crab cake. Don't touch that. So I, and it was similar to this, but not the same,
no,
really.
Totally
not the same.
And we don't have filler in that to say. To speak of, but that one there is, we do we take an onion, but we liquefy it. We mince it so much, and then it's Old Bay, Gould's, brown mustard, the same mayonnaise, and that's
it was different.
That's the wet mix.
Okay, I got I had more of a mustardy over there. So I ate the wrong crab cake. She ate the wrong crab cake.
Oh,
we went
goodness.
In and we're like, now it's COVID and we can't like
right. Swap.
So your staff brought us two more crab cakes out.
Oh great.
And we so I got to
when
to
did test- you do that.
2 weeks ago Friday, a week ago Friday, 10 days ago.
Okay, so my nephew was probably there.
He was great,
yeah.
And we sat outside. It was really hot, and I got to taste both of them.
Okay.
And the Hawaiian one was, you know, it was interesting, different. It was very coconut forward.
Right.
That crab cake.
Because it's dusted on top of it.
It right. led with coconut. And I thought, man, I never had that. Not judgment, good, bad, and different. It was good. It just was different. It wasn't an Old Bay. And the things you can do with crab are amazing to me, including put peppers in it, Don, which I know you don't agree with.
No peppers.
Yeah, I didn't. The only thing that has, we have some okra in the Louisiana one. But other than that, there's not any
I saw that. My wife wanted me to order because she knows I love okra.
Now, you started young. Do you have children that are in the game?
I do. I have a son. He's 22, and my daughter's 20. And they both work here.
They both work here.
They don't
here.
Like the business, they say. So they're aspiring to do other things. My son's, he's like me. He was went away on a wrestling scholarship and loved everything about college but doing the work.
He said, right. little, he said right. this looks a little too hard. So, well, tell us about your wrestling career.
Well, my son's. I had one, but it wasn't nearly as decorated as his, that's for sure.
Well, thanks for hosting us down here. We really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thank
Prince
you.
George's County.
Thanks for coming down.
Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, look for him at a ballot near you.
Yeah, you notice I didn't say much during this part of the conversation.
You said a damn thing. I mean, you don't do eating.
No, dude, I don't play when it comes to it. You're lucky my wife isn't here.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, one more interesting. One of his favorites, too, is the lobster and crab.
What is that?
It's fresh.
See, you're not afraid. Over this thing you're doing, Nash, you're not afraid of
Let
pineapple.
Me, go, gentlemen. Gentlemen.
You literally, you're not afraid of this.
No. I didn't even bring that one up.
What is that?
A lobster and lump crab. Oh, my Lord.
And that's made with a little bit different. That has like a, it's like a lemon aioli.
Oh.
Sort of thing
yes.
that binds. It's not straight mayonnaise. So it's
I'm
mayonnaise.
Guessing your wife likes that one, too.
And then we have a shrimp and crab bomb.
She and her mom.
See, you mentioned lemon aioli. I had a crab cake in Oxford on Sunday, and the chef was British, but he spent plenty of time here. His take on the crab cake was more tarragon,
Oof.
Lemony. Like, it was delicious. It was sweet
I can't do
and delicious.
Tarragon. It is the thing that drives me.
I'm a little bit like that with various spices as well, but there's just so many things you can do with it, and the way the traditional people do it here, unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
thank
we
you.
Did it. Yeah, absolutely.
This is great. I got a break. I'm never going to eat the crab cake, Tom.
If you're in Baltimore, one of our fans in Baltimore, trust me, take Nestor's advice. Come across the border. Come on down to Prince George's
They're
County.
Redskin Frontier.
Jerry's Seafood. You know, the football team. You'll get over the your angst.
You're
about
Washington
the football,
football
team
fan.
I am.
There you go.
You clearly are, right?
Now,
you
grew up in Washington D.C. Come on, dude.
You'll get over that. We'll even give them a pass.
Well, for the mask mandate here, I'll let everybody know. I'll sign off from the heart of the Burgundy and Gold with my. It's football season.
From Owings Mills.
We don't give you guys a hard time now. We don't kick you when you're down.
How the Ravens going to do this year? So really? I'm looking forward to that Redskin. Oh, excuse me.
That's next
Washington. Washington Ravens Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw a tape the other day.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be.
I
fun.
I saw a 2015 highlight from when Gruden was coaching the Redskins. There was a really bad fight in a preseason game. It was a preseason game. I don't even remember it. Somebody shared it. Do you remember Harbaugh walking across the field?
Oh mad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I completely forgot that existed.
Oh yeah.
And I'm thinking. That's a proud moment in the Ravens football team rivalry.
Oh,
you know?
It's a good rivalry. It's a good
It'll
rivalry.
It'll be a good one. Super Bowl
It'll
would be great
when
for the
guys
state,
get
wouldn't
up
it?
And start to crawl and walk again a little bit.
Oh, I think we'd be all right.
All right. I give Jack Del Rio a hard time.
Who won your division?
Our division?
Yeah.
We're pretty good.
I mean, who won the division last year?
We did.
Okay, so and who won our division?
It's not a real division.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay,
right.
So
he had a crab bomb. He had a crab bomb.
Taking my food, dog. Come
love Jerry Seafood. Hey,
thank you very much. Absolutely. Oh, you're just checking out. You gotta go. You got kitchen issues.
He's got a restaurant.
All right.
Hey.
People really are friendly in Prince George's County as long as you don't call it PG.
There you go.
It's PG-13. On behalf of former Baltimore County Executive Don Mohler and Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, hope watch him on the MSNBC. Come on down here to Bowie and see the Bay Sox and celebrate. I'm going to hold this up one last time before I devour it. The crab bomb. It's now cool enough for me to eat. And, you know, Nancy would say it's cool enough to devour
Room temperature.
Room temperature. Back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.